Geeks. Geeks.
Hey guys, do you like video games? Do you like heavy metal? Comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Time to rock out with your geek out. Metal Geeks! Welcome, Geekazoids. Here are your hosts, Carrie G and John Michael. Geek it out, fellas!
Hey, this is Joe Eisma, artist of Morning Glories. You're listening to Carrie and John Michael on Metal Geeks.
All right, my friend, welcome back to the Metal Geeks podcast, brought to you by Altness and Fun. This is one of your hosts. This is Kerry G, along with
JM Metal Geek.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
We also have a very special guest this evening. It is Master Chef from Altness.com, Fernando.
Yeah, I'm special.
Special. I'm not even going to say it.
Don't emphasize what I think you're emphasizing.
Not going to say it at all.
How dare you?
Yeah, if you don't know Fernando, he's one of the guys behind Altness.com. He does a lot of the video editing, shooting video. You'll see him on That's Alt every once in a while. We were on the Marvel versus DC panel. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It came out a couple weeks ago.
Think about it. It aired exactly, a week from now.
Yeah.
I actually watched it.
What did you think?
I thought it was awesome. And there was totally some favoritism of DC going on there.
There was a lot. I was trying to fly the Marvel banner pretty high, but
yeah.
Everybody, I was neutral.
We have a lot of Marvel and DC to talk about.
Yes.
That goes along with that episode, so
for sure.
Well, if I had been on the panel, I probably would have been probably more neutral, but I probably would have thrown the curveball of...
What would you have said?
You know, I tend to be a fan more of Marvel. However, I've discovered that I'm more of a story arc fan than anything.
Okay.
So if it's a good writer, I'll read it. You know, and if it's a good movie script and they deliver it, I'll watch it.
That's the hard part, is delivering on a good script.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's one of the things with the Green Lantern movie. You know, it was hit or miss with people. Same thing with the, everybody hated X3. But, they're getting really good reviews from the Wolverine.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. A couple of the guys from Oldness I know are watching it tonight. I, with my schedule this weekend, I probably won't see it till Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But from everybody I've read reviews, early reviews, I've glanced at things. I don't want to know too much about it until I actually see it.
Yeah. Same here.
They do say stay after the credits because there's something that leads straight into the next batch of movies.
Oh, well, that's great. You know, that's something that they're taking out of the book of the other Marvel movies.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's supposedly going to lead straight into Days of Future Past, so...
That's brilliant.
Awesome.
There just won't be any Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be a white Nick Fury.
Universe Nick Fury?
Yeah.
For all we know, he could be there.
That's right.
You know, because I know that from what I've been reading about with... And I actually saw a video with Hugh Jackman talking about he's been really lobbying to get the movie industry to kind of, you know, put their guard down and give the fans what they want.
Yeah, I've seen him on a lot of different talk shows recently, and a couple of the things from Comic-Con last weekend, which we'll get into that too, but yeah, he wants to be more involved with it, you know?
You know, and I thought it was kind of strange when you think about this. How many people have played Batman? How many people have played Superman? How many people have played Spider-Man? How many?
Right.
One person has played Wolverine.
That's true.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so if that's going to happen, you know, he's going to have to, they're going to have to do something, because it seems like this guy's got, he is Wolverine.
He is the Wolverine.
Right.
With a capital T.
Yeah.
I know, I'm excited for the movie. I mean, I did like the Frank Miller story it's based on. It came out in, like, what, 85-ish around? I remember being in junior high when I read that. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, the only thing that I know of that I wasn't really aware of was, you know, they definitely having the Silver Samurai in it.
Yeah, Silver Samurai. Cool. I don't know if I like the way he looks in the movie, but I don't know.
Well, do they kind of exaggerate him, or?
Yeah, because I'm not sure if he's fighting, if it's a robot version. I have not seen the movie, so I can't make any.
Damn it! Why do they do that?
Just like how they fucked up Deadpool in the movie,
right?
But,
right.
So we're not going to go there. Right. I reserve all kinds of negative comments till after I see it.
So they also they were talking about. I mean, should I bring up the Comic-Con talk now, or what?
Let's jump straight. Well, we're already talking about comics and movies, so let's just jump into it.
All right. So there's a lot of awesome shit happening, and
a lot of awesome shit happened this past weekend.
Yeah. Now, my favorite announcement was with the whole Avengers 2.
Yep.
And I'm very curious. Because Kerry, you and I were talking, you know, through text about
it,
and you know, I think we mentioned in the last podcast about how we thought Vin Diesel may be, you know, a perfect candidate for the Vision.
Right? Can I blow your mind for a minute? Okay.
Yeah.
The Shield, the Agents of Shield TV series is coming out this September, right?
Right.
Coulson is going to be in it, right?
Right.
They don't say how he's involved or who he is. Imagine this. Imagine Agent Coulson is really the Vision. He's just a mandroid. And the version that got killed in the Avengers movie was just one of the many copies of himself.
So there's duplicates of him?
That I just solved their problem right there.
You know, that would work, because he's very mechanical.
Yeah. That would be cool if he actually was like the Vision.
I think it's exaggerating a little bit, but I think it's cool. It's a cool concept. But yep. I totally think that when he was... I mean, they're not going to announce it until, you know, it gets closer.
Yeah. Now, who do you... With Vin Diesel on board, who is he going to be?
I think he's going to be the Vision. That's my... I'm putting my name in the hat for that.
Okay.
I think he's going to absolutely be the Vision. And the way that Marvel does it is they tease you. So the little calculated teasings of Vin Diesel standing next to a poster of him being there, and then they announced the Age of Ultron will be, you know, Avengers 2.
But they already said that Hank Pym is not going to... Joss Whedon is changing the origin story of Ultron around, where now it's going to be, you know, Tony Stark that created him. It's not going to be.
It's still theoretical,
right? That's,
yeah.
I mean, that's what I mean. Whedon's hinted at that the story is going to be different. So, I mean, he's also
for sure.
The Age of Ultron name is just a name. It's not based on the Bendis book that just came out.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I was just thinking about this. you know how. You know, over the last couple of years, maybe the last decade, they've been hurting as far as the movie theater because of pirating and stuff.
Oh yeah.
You know, maybe this is the ultimate way that they're getting around it. You know, trolling everybody. You know, especially us, as being geeks. I mean, it's something that's very, very passionate for us, you know.
Well, the geeks might have not inherited the earth yet, but we have definitely inherited the movie theaters.
Absolutely. And Blu-ray sales, apparently.
Yeah, definitely Blu-ray sales. You know, I was going to say, Edgar Wright, you know, director from Shaun of the Dead, and he has a movie coming out in August. Mm-hmm. He's working on an Ant-Man movie for Marvel.
Right.
And he did say that Hank Pym will be in his movie.
Right. You know, so it could be just something that they're trolling. But
yeah. They're good at that.
Yeah, I mean, it was just coincidental that they announced that Quicksilver is going to be in Days of Future Past and also Avengers 2.
Right.
You know, so, you know, you got Mark Millar in there, and he's, I think something's up, honestly.
We spent a lot of time over the weekend watching. It was just like being at Comic-Con, basically, with all the panels, but not having to wait in any fucking kind of line. We saw every panel that we wanted to see, and most of them were in pretty good quality. Do you remember the TV show Chuck?
Mm-hmm.
The guy that was on that show, Zachary Levi, has a nerd conglomerate called Nerd Machine. And what he does at Comic-Con every year, I'm going to say it like Kevin Smith says it on his shows, Comic-Con. Yeah, he calls it Nerd HQ. And what he did this year, he broadcasted everything that they had, all these really cool panels. They had one for Kick-Ass. They had a Joss Whedon panel. They had Nathan Fillion was there a bunch. They had a bunch of different panels. And it was all broadcast in HD with high-quality audio. It was freaking amazing. It's still on YouTube. You can go look for it.
Really?
And we also watched like the Marvel stuff, the, you know, the Guardians of the Galaxy one, and the Day of the Future Past one was pretty cool.
I can't wait for that shit to leak. I can't wait to see some of those videos. The only one that I have seen is the trailer that they leaked of Electro and the Amazing Spider-Man
2. Oh, yeah. That's the problem with the you know, the panels that they are on YouTube. Anytime they go to a clip, they legally can't show it. So it just cuts to the next part.
Ugh, so annoying.
You know, one of the podcasts I listened to is Inside the Magic, and the main guy, Ricky, was there at Comic-Con last weekend, and he actually just put up on his site tonight a couple of there's special press conferences for the press only. Mm-hmm. And we were just watching the Guardians of the Galaxy one earlier.
So you got to see the footage of it?
You don't see footage, but it was a press conference only.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
The movie?
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, James Gunn is a good director. He does some James. I guess he said it best himself. He does James Gunn type stuff. Did you ever see Super?
Was that the one with the guy went around with a, you know,
a wrench?
Shut up, crime.
Yeah, he was the guy from the Office. Yeah,
yeah.
That was a fucked up movie.
Yeah, it was.
When he was sitting there and his brain opened up, I was like, "Holy shit, where'd this movie go?"
James Gunn, his first two movies were trauma movies. Was like one of them was Toxic Avenger 4.
Okay.
So this is the mindset, the film stock he comes from, pardon my pun.
That's going to be interesting. I don't know how it's going to mesh up with the rest of the Marvel movies.
When we were watching earlier, Fernando, he basically, somebody in the audience asked him a question, and he's like, so what does Marvel think about it? And he said, well, when he turned in the first script, they loved it, but they had one note that it wasn't James Gunn-y enough. So he had to go make it more himself, you know?
Yeah. Really? Interesting.
So it's going to be a very different Marvel movie. I mean, they're very different characters. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing how all these are pretty well-known actors and actresses playing in these roles.
Yeah, Michael Rooker. You can never go wrong with him.
Right.
Okay. I don't know if you were a Doctor Who fan, but you know my wife is, and one of the girls.
The redhead.
Yes.
She's the most attractive one.
Karen Gillan. That's her name?
I don't even care. She's the fire crutch.
Her head is shaved completely now for this movie.
Really?
Yeah. Go look on the internet, and you will see a picture of her with a shaved head.
Huh. Interesting.
She got into her role.
That's badass. I love it. So did Batista, did he dye his skin green? And
you know, I don't know. He was, you know, they didn't show any footage, so I don't know what he looked like in character, but he was there.
Yeah.
Yep.
It'll be interesting. I mean, he did the Man in the Iron with the Iron Fist. I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't seen that yet either.
But, I mean, that was a pretty mainstream movie.
Yeah. I have high hopes for Guardians of the Galaxy now. I really do. I'm waiting for them to announce who Rocket Raccoon and the other, was it, I can't think of the name, Groot or something
like
that?
Yeah, Groot.
Yeah, Groot. There you go. Who's going to be actually playing them? The voices.
Yeah, it's totally going to be all CGI.
Yeah, totally.
Interesting. Now, I was watching also the, did you get to see Loki in performance?
I did, yes.
How was that? I mean, was he, I didn't get to see any of the footage. I only saw pictures of it on Twitter.
It was the beginning of the Marvel panel, so I got to say, Chris Hardwick is a great moderator for all these shows, for all these, you know, panels. He's, you know, he was a geek himself, so.
Yeah.
But they had, you know, Kevin Feige came out, and apparently that is the way to say his name, Feige. I've heard it multiple times this weekend. That's the way to say it. So they were just starting to talk about what was coming out, and they mentioned, he started talking about the production of Thor, when all the power went off, and you know when the shit came back on, there was Loki standing there.
That's badass.
And you'll see video of it if you just go to Google and go to YouTube and look for it. But you could tell, man, he was having a hard time keeping a straight face sometimes.
He nailed that character. He absolutely nailed it. I think he made Loki awesome.
He made those movies, I gotta tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And I hope they bring him back for more besides Thor 2.
Well, there's talk that Whedon wants to keep him around, so.
Yes.
That's good.
I read that too. Could you imagine him?
Just imagine Avengers 2 is gonna be Ultron. Here's my wish. Ultron comes to power,
and
he gets a bunch of different bad guys together to fight the Avengers.
You see, that's so weird for me because I've been reading the Age of Ultron, and according to the way Bendis did it, like you're either, you know, assimilated or you're dead.
Yeah.
You know. And, you know, he puts you in this coma, you know, he kills you. So, I don't know how he's going to team up. He's going to have to alter Ultron a little bit.
Is the Age of Ultron comic series that came, that is out, is that canon? Is that actually, I read the first couple of issues of it, I haven't finished it yet. So, I don't spoil anything, but.
Well, they're already on to the aftermath now. Called Hunger.
No, I'm way behind then.
Yeah. But, essentially, I mean, I don't want to spoil it for you, but, you know.
Is it going to affect the real universe?
It's going to affect all the universes.
Wow.
Okay.
That was one of the most amazing things about it. Now, I'm not going to give, like, away what. How things changed, but one of the coolest shots that I saw in one of the comic panels was Miles Morales was swinging from a building, and Galactus was looking down at him.
Wow.
Yeah.
That Miles Morales is the new Ultimate Spider-Man, right?
Yes.
The Hispanic Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yay.
So from
people have made it.
Yep. I'm calling it now. Wolverine ending is going to be Hispanic Nick Fury.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm not. Let's not go into any racism here. So
no, yeah, I was just going to start dubbing some English.
We'll drop
Spanish translation
right
going on here.
Now I don't know if you've been reading up with Superior Spider-Man, but July is Superior Spider-Man month. And I follow Ryan Stegman on Instagram, and he actually posts sketches while he's, you know, while he's working.
Wait a minute, aren't we on Instagram too?
Yes, we are.
Metal Geeks Podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
You like the Mick Foley of podcasting. It's awesome. you got a
little self promotion is never shameful.
Shameful.
Not shameful. Not shameful.
Shameful.
But he posts these pictures, and they have, actually, if you go on like Comic Vine, you can see it yourself. I think they have up to issue 21 in the future projected, and because of the aftermath of the Age of Ultron, Miguel O'Hara actually gets to interact with Superior Spider-Man.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how that's happening, but apparently time is absolutely fucked up.
I'm definitely way behind.
Universes are completely fucking shattered. So, yeah.
That's
it's awesome.
Good.
Well, it is. It is in so many aspects, because I've been reading a shit ton of comics, and I can tell you, man, the only comic that really gave me goosebumps was the issue 10 of the book 10 of Age of Ultron.
Really?
Because yeah, that's the one where Angela comes in.
Oh yeah, Angela. If you don't know, was originally from Spawn. It was created by a character created by Neil Gaiman.
Yeah. So, how is she going to fit in with the Marvel Universe movies?
Wow. Now you're blowing my mind.
Right.
I think it's really cool what he was able to do with getting his character back from a different company and said, hey, I created this character. It's not owned by, Image. I can do whatever the fuck I want with it. And he brought it to Marvel.
Yeah, Todd McFarlane tried to stop him, too.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Which is fucked up, because Todd McFarlane created Image Comics with all these other guys.
Right. It was supposed to be,
your characters are your property.
A better place for, you to create your own, creator-based, comics.
Yeah, Rob Liefeld had Brigade.
Yeah.
Wildcats, they all interacted with both Marvel and DC universes.
But I think Image was a lot of the cause of the downfall of the comic industry in the 90s, so.
Yeah. The only thing that's keeping it alive right now is The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Speaking of, did you see the fucking trailer for season 4?
I have not, man. I saw everybody's talking about it on my feed.
Look on your... You have an iPhone. You have a smartphone now. You can watch it on there. You have a YouTube app.
Yeah. Well, I haven't really been at home, and I don't like to try to use up all my data.
You don't have a Wi-Fi at home?
I do, okay, but that's the thing. I haven't really been home very much.
Okay. Well, now that you're home... As soon as we're done recording, you're watching the Walking Dead Season 4 trailer.
I will.
So we can talk about that later. Have you seen it, Fernando?
Nah, man. I still need to catch up on the whole series in general, dude.
That's why you're too busy watching Adventure Time?
I'm a regular show, good sir.
Regular show.
Oh,
okay.
Skips.
Yes. Oh. Okay, now we're talking. How dare you defoul the name regular show, Kerry?
I thought it was an irregular show.
Oh, man.
They actually, they're releasing some Funko Pops of the regular show.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Nice.
They're pretty fucking cool. They've got, I want Skips. He's one of my favorite ones. I don't watch it regularly, but it's one of those things.
Oh,
yeah.
I see what you did
there.
I haven't seen it at all, so.
You need to watch that. I don't know, there's something about that show I find hilarious. I sort of like it a little bit more than Adventure Time, but that's just me. That show
is
awesome.
I've never seen Adventure Time either, but.
That show has gotten really crazy. Like, it used to be like really weird, but now it's just entering places. It's like, half the time when I'm watching, like, did that really just happen? But it's awesome. It's that awesome kind of like, what the heck did I just watch kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
So before we go away from the Marvel movies, I want to talk about some DC stuff that was announced at Comic-Con, especially in the movie side. But Days of Future Past is coming out, and I could not be more excited for that.
Yeah, I actually, for my birthday, my wonderful fiance took me around to comic book stores around the area.
Congratulations on your birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
For making it another year.
Yes, hopefully. I'll make it to another. and we went around to the comic book shops and, pretty much had free reign, which is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I saw some of your post on Twitter and on your Facebook, man.
Yeah, I actually had been wanting to go to these two comic book stores. For anybody listening, Tampa Bay is a gigantic area, and
hey, we're from Houston. You can't say that.
Well, that's true. You guys did have Booker T Day announced today. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wait, we have Booker T Day?
Yes, today is officially Booker T Day.
What?
Isn't WWE in town like actually tonight?
Probably.
I think so.
Yeah.
And ironically enough, most of the wrestlers live in this area, so there's this weird connection. But yeah, Tampa Bay is gigantic, and there's an area called Brandon/Riverview in Hillsborough County, which is south of where I live.
Okay.
And it takes 20 minutes to get there.
Ooh.
You know, so it's no, you don't understand. it's gigantic, and I finally got down to Brandon, and I went into these two comic book stores, and I fucking walked out with so many comics, and I ended up getting a trade paperback of Days of Future Past. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I wanted to read up on it, you know, just keep it fresh.
I haven't read it since the original, you know, X-Men issues came out in the 90s. I have them somewhere. Fernando saw part of my comic collection today.
Oh, that was a part of it?
No, that was the whole thing. But
okay, I was about to say, good lord, what secret compartments exist in your house, dude?
He showed me a picture on through text, and
dude, like when you see it in person, it's crazy, dude. Like I was just like staring. It was crazy. It's impressive, man.
I collected a lot in the 90s, in late 80s, 90s. It was all my stuff, mostly Marvel, some DC. But my uncle had a bunch of stuff from the 60s and 70s that he gave me. He gave me his whole collection when I was younger, and I mean, I have bunches of like Green Arrow, Green Lantern, Team Up, Superman, Batman, World's Finest, all that shit.
That's awesome, man.
Dating back from the 70s. I don't even know, man.
You probably have got that Fortune 1 sitting right in your piles, and you have no idea.
Come here and help me find it, and we'll split the money.
Dude,
bring the shovels.
Dude,
start digging.
When I walked into this comic book store called Read More Comics in Brandon, they have this.
It's a great name, by the way.
Yeah, it's actually a very cool store. They had amazing. I don't have any of them yet, but it's those statues like what do you call them? Gentle Giant.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're fantastic. So they had a lot of those, and they had tons of comics, and I was like, man, I was hoping that I'd find some dollar bins. So I walk into the back of the store. In this little room in the back, they had all these short boxes, and I literally went through every single one of those motherfuckers, and I got, I think I walked out of there with 15 comics.
So you don't have any, like, you know, statues or anything yet?
Not yet. I still have quite a bit of shit to organize through here.
You might have some coming to you pretty soon.
Well, that'll be awesome, man.
Because, speaking of organizing, we have organized pretty much the whole house here. We had to get a lot of, you know, work done. We had some water damage. We had to get drywall replaced, all that shit. So in the process of getting ready for that, we cleaned up a lot of shit, got rid of a lot of shit. I mean, basically downsizing, you know what I mean?
Just
too much of it and not enough room, you know? I feel good about it, too. It's not like, I feel bad I got rid of this or that, you know?
No. Yeah. My geek grotto has become this storage area for all my wedding supplies. So, like, if you look behind me here, all that shit.
I like the name, the geek grotto.
Yeah, man. That's all.
I can see it all.
Yeah. So, we got Craigslist lots and stuff, but
that's cool.
Yeah. So once all this is taken care of, then I'm actually going to be building a desk, like a work table and shit in here, and then get some more bookshelves.
Yeah.
Dude, IKEA has these awesome display cases. They're $60.
Really?
And yeah, they're four level and all glass around. It's like 6 foot tall. It's amazing.
Are those the ones that Jornell bought? Fernando over at the Altness
place? I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
So I know he mentioned he bought these glass display cases from IKEA.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well,
I'm sorry. I don't have the information that you desire.
Man. Damn it.
Well, the comic book store that I go to frequently, Heroes Haven, they have four of them with displays inside of it, and it's amazing.
My when I was in LA back in May, June for the class trip, we went to Nerd Melt Comics, which is pretty cool. It's on Sunset Boulevard, pretty close to where all the Guitar Center and all that, basically where all the main Sunset Strip area about to start. They had a whole display shelf dedicated to Invisible Woman. There was nothing in it.
That's brilliant.
It was the funniest thing I've ever fucking seen. I loved it.
They should have put some way of having the Wonder Woman's invisible
jet, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think they did have that in there.
That's fucking hilarious.
They had the life size version in front of the store.
Nice.
Before we get away from Days of Future Past, let's talk about the movie a little bit. The panel was cool. It had pretty much the whole cast was there. You had both versions of Professor X next to each other with Magneto, and they had the characters playing the Bishop guy. The Bishop is confirmed for that movie.
Yeah.
Quicksilver was there.
Who's playing Quicksilver?
I don't remember his name, but it's a like redheaded dude, little young kid. Iceman is back in it. Kitty Pryde.
Yep.
It's gonna be interesting to see the. I know that Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart.
Yep.
They can play very serious roles.
Right.
I can never remember his name, but I always remember him as Magneto and the guy from 300 that always said, "It's an honor to die by your side."
Ian McKellen kept on making sexual jokes towards Michael Fassbender.
That's his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that guy, his acting for Magneto was spectacular.
Yeah.
Oh, in First Class, definitely.
Yeah. And it's very curious to me to see how their styles of the X-Men movies are going to commingle, because you got cheesy and you got very serious with a little bit of humor.
Yeah. Bryan Singer, he's had the X-Men in his hands before, and the ones he did were good. I'll give him that. They were fun,
Mm-hmm.
From what I know of the plot from, reading it, and I know from what I've heard from this version of the movie, Professor X and Magneto from the future, who is, Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart, are going to come back to the past, to the First Class era, and bring people to the future to get help.
That's so cool.
I was hoping Cable would be in it, but,
Rob Layfield has announced that X-Force will be a movie.
Yes, I forgot. We touched on that last time. X-Force is going to be a movie. Which version of it, though? If Layfield is involved, or Layfield, whatever, it's got to be his. It's got to be his version of X-Force. The good version.
I saw what you did there.
What's that?
No, he said Layfield. Oh. Yeah, no. He just seems to have a lot of heat generated towards him on Twitter.
He does, man.
People hate the dude.
I love him, man. I've always been. He created two of my two favorite characters. Deadpool and Cable. So,
I don't know. I don't know why people hate him so much. I can see some of the personality in him.
I think a lot of it has to do with his art style. He over-exaggerates a little bit.
Oh, wait, is he the guy that draws a gajillion muscles?
Yep, that's him.
Oh, okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
That name was sounding familiar, and I was like, is it the guy that draws oddly shaped upper bodies and then tiny feet and all that stuff?
He did do that a lot in Brigade.
Yes, he did.
Remember that was Supreme.
And I think he also had an obsession with pockets, right? Every character he made had a gajillion pockets in his uniform.
I don't remember that part.
Well, I've been noticing his art, though, when he's been doing some sketches at cons.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that, like, he will draw Cable, and he'll draw Deadpool. But Deadpool looks like Cable with a Deadpool mask on. And the same thing with Captain America. Captain America looked like Cable with a right. Captain America uniform on.
It makes you wonder if he's only a one-trick pony, you know?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, he's made a living out of it, so you can't really complain too much.
Yeah. Well, so the DC movies.
Yes, let's move on. Let's move on to DC.
Yeah, Superman and Batman. As was announced.
The world's finest. Yeah, that sort of surprised the fuck out of everybody. I mean, I was scared what they were going to do with the Justice League movie. How were they going to do it? Because they had the Batman reboot, you know. They had Man of Steel, I'm not a huge fan of that movie yet. I don't know.
I still haven't seen it.
I like it, but it's not memorable to me. Like, I left there and I didn't want to go back for more.
Right. I'll probably watch it when it comes out on Blu-ray again.
Yeah,
but, definitely. I'm not rushing back to see it in the theater, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw Iron Man 3 times in the movie theater, you know?
Because it's Iron Man 3 times?
It was in the fucking title. You had to do what it told you.
Damn right. No, go for a fourth time.
Oh, and on top of that, what is it? You were three times? Iron Man triathlete.
That's right.
You did the triathlon.
I did. The last time we saw it was...
That was cheesy. Sorry.
Was actually pretty cool. It was at the El Capitan Theater in L.A., the Disney-owned theater.
They had this huge
display of, like, Marvel statues and stuff downstairs, and they had, like, full-size, Iron Man costumes and shit. It was pretty cool. But back to D.C.
Yeah, I know. See that? We just started gravitating back.
I know.
Tangents!
it always comes back to Marvel for us somehow. We are definitely Marvel zombies, but I was afraid where they were going with Justice League. How were they going to do it? I mean, they didn't have enough time to do a Justice League movie in 2015 because the general public doesn't know every character. Sure, they know Superman and Batman, but they don't know everybody else. And the Green Lantern movie didn't help.
No.
You know, it's because they don't cram Hawkman and 15 other fucking comics. Right. Like they did with Batman and Superman.
Batman's a cash cow, man.
Yeah. He's a cash cow.
I'm still like personally like when I saw a Batman Superman duo, it sounds cool in theory, but I just feel it's even though it could work, I still am nervous that it's way too soon. Just because we barely came out of that, you know, realistic Batman trilogy, and it's like,
right. Yeah.
I don't know, you're over, it's kind of like, Super Mario, you're oversaturating the market with Batman, and then the thing is like, Batman's image, the way people depict him, it might sort of hurt the other heroes in a way, I don't know.
You mean like
Batman? Absolutely.
Like Batman golf, and Batman tennis, and Batman card, and...
Yeah, because, the way I think about it is like,
No, it's okay.
Oh, what I was going to say is like, you know, one of the things that, like, I don't know much about DC, but one of the things that I do notice with Batman is that it seems like he's becoming almost unbeatable in the sense that he can almost solve every single problem. So it's not so much that he's an underdog anymore, but rather he just knows how to do everything out of nowhere, you know? So what I'm afraid is that maybe, like, he's being exposed to a point where it's like, it's not so much that he's an underdog, and because he has so much time in his hands, you know, he can define himself to be on par with the gods, but that maybe he's better than them, which is not true at all. I don't know. I'm just worried that since he's oversaturated and overdone so much because he can generate so much money, the other heroes, how they depict him is going to revolve based on how Batman is, and, you know, everything's going to be revolved around Batman.
Because this is going to be a direct sequel to Man of Steel. It's going to have all the same characters, all the same actors, and they also mentioned... So the next after the Superman Batman movie, they're going to do a Flash movie, and then they're going to do Justice League. So they're going to have to, in that those periods of like two or three movies, they're going to have to introduce enough of the characters to justify a Justice League movie. People will know them by then.
Well, you know, the one good platform that they have right now to introduce new characters is Arrow, because Arrow is spectacular. It's probably one of my favorite superhero television shows. You know,
better than The Adventures of Lois and Clark? Come on.
You know, he was he's very serious, but it also falls back on the whole comparison of what you were saying, Fernando, is, you know, they had to kind of compare him to Batman in order to make him, you know, more aggressive, more realistic, and you know.
I hate to say it, but Green Arrow has always been a lesser character in the DC universe, you know, out of the, you know, you don't, when you think of the top five DC characters, Green Arrow doesn't pop into mind.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're literally making Deathstroke a household name.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, he's being introduced on there. He's, they're also making the Huntress a household name. Mm. And apparently this coming season 2, which they announced at Comic-Con as well, is going to be revolving around Arrow and Black Canary.
And it's going to have Summer Glau in it, too.
Who's Summer that? Who?
Summer Glau. She was in Firefly and the Sarah Connor Chronicle, Terminator.
Right.
A bunch of other alphas.
I have a question, though. Do you think that the Arrow show is enough that it gets a large enough audience that it'll expose the rest of the cast, like of heroes and stuff like that?
No.
I don't know if it would be able to do... I don't know, honestly. It could be a good way. It could be a good gateway for them to be interested. Mm-hmm. And because what they've also done is they've tied in the show as to being a comic book too. So with every show that they release, they also release a comic book. So maybe somebody goes in there to the comic book store. It's just, I don't know. It's not very calculated. It just kind of seems very like Russian.
Yeah, no, it was just a question because I was just thinking, you know, curiously, like, you know, between now and 2017, how you're definitely going to introduce, you know, your cast of Justice League and make them accepted by audiences that have never been exposed to, you know, because the big two are Superman, Batman, and even though Wonder Woman is the third one, she hasn't, you know, she's kind of been locked out for a while too.
Let me ask you this: we talked about the top five. You know, everybody knows the top five DC characters. Who are the first five that come to your mind? You can start first, Fernando.
Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Flash.
Okay, that's pretty much the main top five. What about you?
Batman, Superman, Green Lantern, Green Arrow, and now Constantine. Because I've been reading a lot of Justice League Dark and Constantine. So, and by the way, they are using him wonderfully.
And Justice League Dark is supposedly in the works for a movie too from Del Toro.
That could work.
Oh, cool.
That could work. Yeah.
Get
Swamp Thing back in there. You know.
They've got they use Deadman. He's in there, and
Deadman is cool.
Yeah. They have Shade. They also have...
Wasn't that Frankenstein or something?
Not entirely sure, but I know that they canceled that.
I'm getting some comics confusing.
Yeah, it's okay. But they've also... they have a whole bunch of different characters that they're involving, and it's turning into the Trinity War, which has Pandora as well. And Pandora is awesome.
I'm way behind on that stuff too, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they wanted to do a platform, I think that it would have to be, they're going to have to use the bigger screen like Batman and Superman to introduce somebody. And I can't believe that they're doing a Flash movie over a Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah, that's the Trinity. You should definitely need to go with Wonder Woman.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows also who the Green Lantern is because of Ryan Reynolds now.
Yeah.
But,
unfortunately, yeah.
But, I mean, people like Hawkman and Aquaman, I don't know how they're going to introduce those two guys and even Martian Manhunter.
I think what DC is doing is they're basically copying what Marvel did. Yeah. I think what they're starting their cinematic universe with Man of Steel. That was the first movie in this new cinematic universe. So everything else that came before it is not part of what their goal is right now. Well, it's not what they're working for.
Yeah.
That's the only way they could have gone, you know? I mean, because everybody was worried too much about, oh, what about Christian Bale? What about this and that? And you can't look at that.
In that aspect, they're smart because that trilogy was completely grounded in its own universe, so you can't really expand on that. And I'm glad that's not. That would be really ridiculous. They would have to... It wouldn't have worked.
Even though I would think Joseph Gordon-Levitt would be an awesome Batman to see on film, but...
You know, I don't know if you... how much did you guys watch Arrow?
Still like in the fourth or fifth episode.
No, I haven't watched it.
They actually... They hint at... they talk about it frequently, actually. Bluehaven, which is where Nightwing is.
Okay.
So they do mention other cities. So it possibly, you know, could be another route. I don't know. Because Nightwing could work. I think Nightwing could be his own standalone TV show, at least. You know?
I don't know. I don't know if he could carry his own TV show.
You know, I don't know, man. He's got this cult following just like Dredd.
Yeah. Speaking of Dredd, let's talk about that.
Oh, man. Well, today I actually signed a petition to...
I signed it myself, too.
I think they need 20,000 signatures, and there's two of them on there now, at least, that I know of,
right.
To create a sequel to Dredd. And
the actor and the director are on board.
Yeah,
Carl Urban wants to do it. Did you see the meme I put out the other day? It was just a picture of Carl Urban in the Dredd costume, and it says you can only see half of his face, but still more still more emotion than
Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's true.
I love the Dredd movie. I mean. They did it was very true to the character. I've always been a huge Judge Dredd fan. The first movie, it's still like a guilty pleasure of mine, but it wasn't the right character, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it
was the Stallone one?
Yeah, the Stallone one. It was the right universe, but not the right characterization of him.
Well, if South Park can make an episode about Rob Schneider being a stapler and then a carrot,
right.
Oh, yeah. So, I forgot about that a little bit.
I think he pretty much fucked that movie up.
So, have you guys seen any movies recently in the theater?
No, I actually was planning on seeing Man of Steel on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the showings are over for you guys over there in Houston, but in here in Tampa. Only two theaters are carrying Man of Steel now, and only two showings. The Times, 8:15 and 11:45. Wow. And that's not going to happen for me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's still everywhere in the theaters here, you know?
I wish
it
was,
It's relatively fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have tons of The Conjuring. They have tons of Red 2, they have tons of Despicable Me, which I actually still want to see in the theater.
Yeah, same here.
But no, I think I've missed my opportunity seeing it in the theater.
What about you, Fernando? What have you seen?
The last real thing I saw was Pacific Rim.
Good, we can talk about it then.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun. We got to see it on the 4D box with the chairs that vibrate.
Did you pay for that? Okay, I went to the same theater as that. They have this theater now. Have you heard about these, what are they called, the douche box chairs or whatever they're called?
Whatever you want to call them. All I know is that my butt enjoyed that movie the whole time through, all right, man? It synchronized with the robots, and I was one with them, so I was perfectly fine with that.
It was $18 to do it, too, wasn't
17.
It? 17. $17,
man.
Yeah, like, I'll say this, I wouldn't do that for every freaking movie. Like, I don't think Despicable Me 2 needs synchronized, rumbly chairs, but for that movie, I was like, I'll do it.
So every time the robot moved, like it stepped around, you could feel it, your chair would vibrate?
Yeah, it did that. So like whenever it would like go left, right, it would do that, and that was pretty neat.
Were there any girls around you?
Yes.
Did they really enjoy it?
And I embarrassed myself in front of them because I was overreacting. I was like, oh my god, I'm moving, and you know, they were embarrassed and ran away. So there.
That's sort of
is that what you wanted to hear?
Right? Yeah. No. I was going to say, did the girls really enjoy the chairs?
Yes.
Oh.
It's like
I say that firmly. Yes.
I don't want to know any further than that.
They stand up and they have Batman logos on their butt.
So, what did you think of Pacific Rim?
I enjoyed it. I mean, there's a couple of stuff, like, I guess you could say is cliche or whatever.
That's what I loved about it.
Yeah, I didn't mind it at all. I mean, honestly, I went in there, I just went in there knowing, like, it's going to be a bunch of robots fighting a bunch of monsters.
And that's exactly what you did with that movie.
And as long as it's not something like a Michael Bay Transformers, then it works out. And that's exactly what happened. You know, it was perfectly fine.
For being what it wasn't too over the top. It wasn't a Transformers, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It could have been a lot worse. It could have been...
Been a Transformers.
Yeah, right. The cuts weren't that bad. I mean, it wasn't a cut every half a second or like Michael Bay's really, okay, we don't know how to shoot action scenes, so we'll just cut here, here, and here, and here, and here, and here.
I hated that shit.
You don't know what the fuck is going on, so you'll enjoy it. It's just like an Iron Maiden DVD, man. Yeah. The cuts God. They cut like every 2 seconds in Iron Maiden DVD.
I hate that shit.
All I know is that movie is extremely enjoyable if you love like robots and monsters and stuff like that. Enjoyable. Even if you don't, it was just a lot of fun. It's just one of those movies that's fun. I didn't really have to think. I just watched, let my butt get synchronized, and then I was, I went to town. I was happy.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely cliched. There was definitely, you know, every cliche you could think about of an action movie, you know, reminded me of Independence Day and all that kind of stuff, you know.
But it didn't seem cliche. It didn't seem like, oh, he did not just do that cliche. I was like, you know what? Yeah, okay, go.
Yeah, it wasn't over, over itself, and it wasn't, they weren't trying to. They were not trying to poke fun at the genre, but they did it in a way where it felt natural. You know what I mean?
Definitely. I feel like they. I forget where he got his inspiration from. Definitely, I guess, from, like, you know, Japanese stuff like Godzilla and all that stuff. It definitely, like, I felt that, and I didn't feel like he was being cheesy. I felt like, you know, it was like good interpretation of it, and I liked it.
I was waiting for Godzilla to show up.
That comes later. I think, right, there's a Godzilla movie in the works, right?
Yeah, there is a Godzilla movie. Yeah.
All right, there you go. Just wait a little longer.
Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine did a lot of the soundtrack work for Pacific Rim.
Did he really?
Yeah, I was jamming to that straight up. That song, the theme song, is awesome.
Yeah, Del Toro is the man.
Yep, for sure.
He's just one man.
Amen. Amen.
So, do you have any comic news you wanted to talk about?
Me?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, I kind of touched base on pretty much everything. And I can't tell too much, because if I do, then I'll be spoiling shit.
Nah, no spoiling.
But, there is the aftermath of the Age of Ultron. It's a miniseries called...
I am going to try to catch up to you. I always say that, but... I'm caught up on Walking Dead, Deadpool, and a couple other ones, but I haven't had a lot of time recently.
I'm actually not caught up on The Walking Dead. I kind of lost a little bit of interest with this character, Negan.
Yeah.
He was... he's such an annoying guy.
He is. He's just he's like the douchebag, guy on the football team.
Yeah, I'm going to crack your skull open with a baseball bat, fucker. Yep. You know, that kind of guy.
I'm just going to cut your fucking organs out because because I want to.
Yeah.
No, you're a dick. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, and
such dickery.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
The newest issue that just came out is pretty good though.
Yeah.
It finally took it to a new level.
So maybe I just have to, just put my mind to it and read
power through
this stupid crap. Yeah. But. Otherwise, I've been reading The Trinity War, like I was mentioning earlier, and it's a fantastic story. And what's cool for me is, I never really was a big Constantine fan, and I hated the way Keanu Reeves played him. And now that I'm reading him in the DC Universe, his character is awesome. And what's really cool about it is, he hasn't met Batman and Superman yet, and he's in their universe. So, and Batman and Superman have never met a guy like him.
Mm.
So that it's very interesting. Mm. It's a nice arc to take, you know?
Cool.
Another one that I've been reading is Daredevil Dark Knights.
I haven't read that yet.
It's another one of those Daredevil miniseries. I don't think they can figure out what to do with him anymore. So they just have a bunch of different people coming in and, you know.
They need to get Bendis and David Mack back on the series.
Yeah, was it End of Days?
Yeah, End of Days. Yep. Yeah.
Another thing that, you know, I mentioned earlier was the Superior Spider-Man month. They had a couple of different issues. One was called The Foes of Superior Spider-Man.
Okay.
Which was really, really interesting because I had an idea about a comic similar to this, but, you know, obviously Marvel has the the financial backing to be able to actually make it happen. But it basically what it is those loser type of foes of Spider-Man, like Boomerang and Shocker, all these people are, you know, Hammerhead.
Yep.
All these guys, they're all, you know, trying to be criminals, but they just keep getting their asses kicked by Spider-Man. So, you know, they kind of indulge in their characters a little bit. It's kind of interesting, but it was also kind of meh, you know. But they also had Superior Carnage.
That's cool. I want to read that.
Basically, I think it's a 5-part miniseries, and it's very, very interesting. You're going to see Carnage interact with Superior Spider-Man, which is a...
Is it still the original host for Carnage?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yep.
I can't think of his name right now, but...
Cassius.
Cassidy or...
Yeah, something like that. But, and the other one is...
That's what you call research. Being prepared.
Superior Spider-Man Marvel team-up, which is really interesting. I read it yesterday.
So when is Doc Ock going to go away?
I don't think he is, man.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Wow.
Now, they did show in the next couple of months, I believe, maybe September and October, they're actually going to be changing the Marvel Universe around again.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It's the aftermath of the Age of Ultron. Everything is completely different.
They're going to take it one level past 52 and call it 53.
Well, I'm not really sure what they're going to call it, but what I found intriguing about it was the way that they depicted Spider-Man, which he was wearing one of the old throwback costumes.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what's up with that, but
maybe there'll be two versions of Spider-Man again.
There could be, because I hate that I can't really indulge too much on it, but Superior Spider-Man, he doesn't fuck around, and like he's literally killed some of the villains. And do you know who Spider-Slayer is?
Yes.
Well, basically, I don't think it was ruined too much if I say it, but you know how Doc Ock, you know, took over the body of Peter Parker.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Everything's ruined.
Oh, what, fuck.
What? No! No, go ahead.
Well, it just, basically, Spider-Man and, we should call him just Spock. Spock was fighting Spider-Slayer.
I think that name's already taken, though.
Oh. Well, this
Call
Spock
him Spork.
Would... Yeah, Spork. Well, he was actually fighting Spider-Slayer, and basically what ended up happening was is the Spider-Slayer was trying to do exactly what Doc Ock did to Peter Parker, but Doc Ock was prepared, had the steel plate in the back of his head to stop the transmission. So... If that technology's out there, it's going to be really interesting. You know, because if two people had it, chances are more people are going to have it.
And what about what about Spydoc?
You could call him that. But in any case, it's really interesting because it's almost like Peter Parker has become Octavius, but Octavius is becoming more like Peter Parker.
Okay.
He is definitely far more intelligent than Peter Parker was, and he is also he has no problem with exploiting people, put it that way.
Yeah, I want to catch up on that too because I was enjoying the first the first 8 or 9 issues that I did read.
They're up to 14 now, and he's completely changed the costume around again.
Really?
Yeah. And one of the coolest pieces of his technology is his backpack and his Spider-Man logo on his back.
I haven't seen that yet.
Well, you know how Doc Ock had the tentacles? Well, he's got these retractable Spider-Man legs that come out, and they just destroy everything in the path. Stabbing through shit and killing. It's awesome.
Cool. Let's move on from comics. I have a little bit of video game stuff. Now we have a video gamer on here.
Yeah.
A little bit. He doesn't play that much. But
play more than I do. The only thing I've been playing is Candy Crush.
I saw you sent me an invite to that today on Facebook. I was like, nope.
I need a fucking ticket, man. I only need one more ticket to get past
level. That's why I don't play that shit.
I can see how people get addicted to that shit. Like,
okay,
my dollar.
Right. One of my favorite games growing up was the game Strider. Do you remember that game?
Yeah.
They are making, I believe it's going to be, it comes out early next year. It's a Metroidvania-style Strider game, and I could not be more excited for that.
It's so interesting that they're doing these throwbacks.
One of my favorite genres of games is the Metroidvania game. Yes. I've been playing the hell out of Guacamelee right now on the PS3. Oh, that game is a lot of fun. It's like Day of the Dead, you know, like the Mexican holiday type of stuff. The art style is that style. It's so cool.
Hey, by the way, did you see that email I sent you of the Jack Skellington?
I did. Yeah, the Jack Skellington.
That's cool as shit, man. You just made me think of the Day of the Dead thing.
Sorry. a little bit of Xbox news that came out of Comic-Con. One thing that I'm excited for is Xbox and Microsoft is phasing out Microsoft points pretty soon. There might be some people involved in like a beta test of the new update, and I might know somebody pretty well that's doing that. And it doesn't have to use Microsoft points anymore, but it uses real money. They should have done that a long time ago.
Well, what happens to your current points?
It gets converted over.
To money?
To money, yeah.
Which buy goods and services.
Right, exactly. Real so money to buy
in a dictionary
real goods.
Once.
Exactly. Instead of bartering for fucking points, you know? Because I remember, like last month, there was some game I wanted to buy, and I was like 40 points short, right?
Yeah, instead of just
paying the difference to buy the game, okay, 40 points is like, what, 50 cents, whatever the fuck it is, just pay that difference and buy the game. No, I had to go buy five more dollars worth of points, and then I used those 40 points, and I was still 60 points or 40 points short the next time. It was just like a never-ending, you know, thing. It was fucking annoying.
Well, you can have my points because I probably won't be using them.
You have 40 points?
Yeah, I've got. I think I've got 1,200.
Okay. I'll take them. No.
I'm not sure how I can do that though.
Let's see. Xbox One. What is your opinion, Fernando?
Well, I mean, they've basically flipped on everything right up to this point. I mean, the early speculation, you and me, when we first, you know, heard all this news, we were like completely, well, everybody was bashing it, but I mean,
yeah, we did that.
Seems like they're like, listening, they're retracting all of their stuff.
We did that Altness episode, the day reaction video, you know, and everybody was freaking out. It went from not being at the top of my list to actually now being at the top of my list because, I'm sorry, Dead Rising 3, I've said it before, looks fucking amazing.
To me, honestly, the one game I'm hoping to play on that, Killer Instinct, because I love that game, and I'm one of those people that have been waiting, because Killer Instinct 2 disappointed me. It wasn't great.
I hate that it's piecemeal, though. You it's a free game to buy, but you get like one or two characters, and you have to buy the rest.
Yeah.
I don't like that. That at all.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm a big fan of that, but I personally just want to see like what characters they are, you know, if they're going to bring back all the original from the first one and then add a couple of new ones, right. What they're going to do with it, you know. I'm definitely like super excited for that.
Another couple cool things that came out of Comic-Con this weekend. There was an actual Xbox panel at Comic-Con, which is weird, but since the Xbox is going to have a hard drive, it's always going to be on, connected with that kind of stuff. It's going to be partnering, I think it's with Twitch, isn't it? I think Xbox is with Twitch TV, isn't it?
I think so.
So what they're saying now is every time you're playing a game on your Xbox One, it's going to record the last 5 minutes of gameplay. So if you did something that you thought was really fucking cool, you'll have it on your hard drive, and you can go and share it no matter what.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool. It's always going to stream those last 5 minutes onto your console. That, and they were sort of wishy-washy about how indie games were going to work, because there's a lot of indie game stuff on the Xbox 360, but it's sort of hard to find and get to. Mm-hmm. What they're saying about now is the One is going to have indie games are going to be built into it. So when you're looking for just a game, you're going to see all the indie games, but developers are going to be able to self-publish right to your Xbox One now, and they say every Xbox One console is going to be a debug kit, so anybody can make a game now.
Really?
It's just cool, you know?
Huh.
We can make a Metal Geeks game if we really wanted to. You know how.
Gotta get some monies.
Yeah. Gotta earn that $5, man.
We gotta go to programming school, man.
No doubt. But I think that's going to wrap it up for this evening. What do you got coming up in the future, Fernando? What are you doing?
Well, the most recent thing for Oldness is going to film a game reaction to Last of Us.
That's right.
I marathoned. I knew I wasn't going to have much time to play it, and I really wanted to get that one in this year, so I marathoned it 14 hours start to finish. And I'm not going to say much because I know you still have to finish it, Carrie, It's definitely the worth the hype that it's been given. And me, Marcus, and Elliot from Altness, we each played it differently. Each of us played the game differently. You know, I speed through it and all that stuff. So we're gonna just give our reaction to how each of us played the game and
that kind of stuff. You know, I hope it gets better because I'm sort of bored of the gameplay. But if the narrative gets better, I'm on board because the narrative is really fucking good.
Again, I'm not going to say much, but the narrative, the story, definitely. That is what came to me, like, keeping me going to the game. So definitely the narrative is worth it.
And next weekend, if you are in Houston and you are looking for a really geeky thing to do, you can come to Space City Con, which we will...
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's something else I'm going to be doing there.
We are all going to be camera work. I will be there on Friday and Saturday. You'll be doing camera work. I'll have doing some photography. Just shooting whatever the hell I can. I think it's going to be fun. There's not a lot of people I'm really excited for. There's a lot of Star Trek.
I'm excited for the Green Ranger.
I know you are.
Yep.
But, I mean, just going to a cool convention is always fun, you know? And it's weird. The convention is at the same hotel that I have my bar mitzvah at. That's going to be a little strange. Yeah. So I have two.
The two things don't match.
They do not match. I have two really geeky things that I'm nerding out about next week. Next Thursday, I get to go see one of my favorite bands of all time. They're not metal in any way. We didn't talk about any kind of metal stuff this episode. Too much geeky shit going on.
That's all right.
I think we'll have to devote a whole episode to some metal news really soon, you know? But I'm going to see the Monkees next Thursday.
That's awesome.
The surviving members, that is. So it's one of the members, Michael Nesmith, hasn't really toured with the band in like 15 years. He did like one show with them, you know. So it's gonna be cool to see, and they're pulling out a lot of rare shit, and they have like a multimedia display going on a show. So I'm really excited for that. And Saturday is Friday and Saturday is the Space City Con. And then mm-hmm. Sunday, I am me and my significant other, the better half. We are flying to. I'm flying back to California. She's flying with me. We're gonna go to Disneyland, and we're gonna spend a couple of days doing just, you know, farting around L.A. We got tickets to go see Conan O'Brien film a show.
That's awesome.
That'll be fun.
Nice.
I've seen one showing or taping like that a long time ago. It was like a Jay Leno show, and I hate Jay Leno, so it wasn't very fun for me. And we are spending next weekend at D23, the Disney convention over there in Anaheim. And Sunday, I'm getting together with Jordan from Altness, and we're gonna geek it up from Disneyland again one last time, and probably maybe do like a live show or something. We're gonna try to figure that out.
Sick.
But yeah, that's my weekend.
Aren't you having an adventurous couple of days?
It'd be very adventurous. Then I get to come back.
I'm just gonna roll around in grass.
Then I get to come back. Adventure. I get to come back right after that and begin a math class, intermediate algebra. Not looking forward to that.
Well, I don't have anywhere near as exciting of stuff coming up over the next couple of weeks, but the only thing I am contemplating is you guys know who Gwar is, right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be here in Tampa.
Oh, that's right. I read about that.
Place called Cigar City Brewery, and they actually have their own beer. So, I'm.
There's a Gwar beer.
Yeah, it's a Gwar beer, and they actually it's called the Gwarbecue.
Okay.
Considering going.
You should go, dude.
Well, the only thing that it's stopping me is that I'm getting married in March, so you know my money goes, you know, only so far. It costs $20 fucking dollars to go. And then you got to buy all the beer and stuff. So, and I don't have any Gwar merchandise because they said the first 50 people with Gwar merchandise could get in for free.
When is it? August 17th?
No, it's Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, August 17th.
Is it 17th?
That's what it says here. I'm looking on the website.
This weekend.
this is a different one.
Yeah, I was gonna say they're doing two different things.
Okay.
This one's they're going to be revealing their beer at Cigar City Brewery here down in Ybor on the 3rd. And on the 17th is the Gwarbecue. But they're both basically the same thing.
I'm scared to see what is even in Gwar beer, man.
It's going to be odorous piss.
This is blood and semen.
What? I like that it has to be odorous. Can't just be normal, I guess, somewhat semi-doable piss exists.
Yeah, they have that going on in the same this weekend as well. They're having a I had to toss up because of my money situation again. If I had to go somewhere, they have this fan. Fanboy convention.
Yeah, you're posting about that. I had a bunch of people from like Game of Thrones and Walking Dead and shit.
No, that one's at the end of the month, which I'm going to actually be going to. It's August 23rd through 25th. But the one that's this weekend has the guys from the Highlander TV show and the movie and I mean it's kind of. I think they had that guy who played Billy Ray from Star Wars. He was Hans. I'm not a big Star Wars geek.
Are you talking about Lando?
Yeah. Yes.
Billy Dee Williams?
Yeah, he's going to be there. And the one guy I really, really want to get a Metal Geeks ID with is Sig Hague?
Sig Hague, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That guy. I just want to hear him call me. I just want him to cuss me out. You know? But I don't know,
House of a Thousand Corpses is a great movie.
Yeah. Otherwise, I have a lot of comics to read and some custom Funkos to take care of.
Did you say Funko?
Yes.
Did you say Instagram?
Yes.
Did you say contest?
Yes.
All right. Let's do that now. Everybody who's been taking part of our contest is probably when these guys are going to shut up and let me know if I won or not.
Yeah, that was the whole, you know, hook, line, and sinker thing. You
That's
guys
right.
had to listen to the fucking show.
So we do have a winner, and I'm pulling up my Instagram account right now, and if you didn't know what it is, it's Metal Geeks Podcast. Let's see. Let me pull the name out of a hat here. Hold on.
Is it me?
No, it's a digital hat.
It's a digital hat.
I believe in those.
The winner is a guy.
What kind of sorcery is that?
It's I'm Jacoby. I'm Jacoby. I don't know his real name, but I'm following you right now. I just clicked the button, and you are our winner.
There you go.
So contact us. Find us on Instagram. Find us on Facebook. Email us at themetalgeeks@gmail.com. Let us know your address, and we will send your prize out to you.
Amen.
Yay!
Yay, White Ranger Funko Pop!
Yay! Just doing it Kermit the Frog.
Oh, yay!
Yay!
You know, I actually, this is so funny, because I actually went the opposite direction. I went with that guy Special Ed from Crank Yankers. Yay! I'm winning a Funko Pop. Yay!
So, you find us on Instagram now. Find us on Facebook, Metal Geeks. Gmail, themetalgeeks@gmail.com. What else is there? Twitter?
Yeah, Metal we have Geeks Twitter. And we never got a winner for
that. Yeah, we still. That's right. We still have something to give away. We have a brand new copy of Marvel versus DC. Not Marvel, I'm sorry.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
I want that one.
The fighting game. If nobody else wants it, I'll just send it over here to the co-host for his birthday.
Well, I would appreciate it, but, you know, I'm trying to quit.
Trying to quit video games? No.
Yeah, you both were, like, almost offended. That was awesome.
No, right? It's just that's funny because you'll come back to it. You can never quit.
Nope.
You can never quit.
You can go to rehab for a little bit, but you'll always come back to it.
Well, we'll see.
But yeah, if any of you guys are going to be any of you listeners are going to be at D23 or anywhere near Disneyland, and I'm going to be there for a whole good time, man, a week. So
you gotta catalog it, man.
I plan to take a lot of pictures, and there'll be a lot of stuff to talk about when we get back. Because I mean, there's going to be a lot of Marvel stuff there.
Instagram video.
Yep, a lot of Star Wars stuff. There's going to be a lot of Instagram videos going on. There's going to be a lot of everything going on. I'm going to have to bring like two chargers with me at all times. I haven't figured out how I'm going to do my take photos yet, because I don't want to drag my DSLR all the way over to California. You know.
Yeah, we did that. We just did a random road trip on Tuesday, and carrying around that fucker was the biggest inconvenience.
I just don't want to leave it in the hotel room, during the days where we're not using it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It makes me very, very nervous to do that.
Yeah. But, oh, that could get me a lot of money.
Right, I know.
All right.
There you go.
Well, Kerry, you got to read more comics, man.
You gotta play more video games.
I do.
We'll trade off and we'll do that.
I'm gonna get past at level 36 on Candy Crush.
Put down Candy Crush. That'll get you back into real video games. You know you have an iPhone, right?
Yeah. You know they did have one that they're gonna be releasing with Marvel. I can't remember the name of the damn game, but
Avengers Alliance is free.
Yeah.
I have it.
Well, no. It's a new one. It ties in with the Days of Future Past.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah.
But
I am gonna go get it once I get off this call.
The Walking Dead game from Telltale is the first episode is still free to get on the iPhone.
Can you email that to me so I'll get the right one? Because I think I got the wrong one last time. I was like, man.
I will send you an iTunes link, and you have to play that game. You will be addicted, and you will
I downloaded
addiction.
I did download the Iron Man 3 game, and I hated it.
Yeah, you don't play action games on that shit. That doesn't work.
Yeah, I did not like that at all.
No.
So, if anybody's got any tickets out there, I only need one more for Candy Crush, please.
Get it? Yeah, give it to him so he can stop playing that crap.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even want to get into that, but yeah.
It's fun, man.
So I guess we'll do another episode the week I get back from California. Look forward to this weekend. We're going to have a brand new episode of MSRcast coming out. It's going to be it's Houston Doom bands. There's two bands I interviewed, Sanctus Bellum, who made our top 10 list last year, and Project Armageddon, who is a female-fronted doom metal band, both from Houston, and it's a good, rollicking 2 hours of fun, man.
Right on.
And after
isn't the Project Armageddon female, didn't she get her own special key or something from the city?
She had a day named after her, July 5th, by the mayor. It was Doomstress. She goes by Doomstress Alexis on the internet. They had a day based on her. We didn't really talk about that. We talked about it a little bit during the interview, but she's really big into the LGBT community, like lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexuals, whatever. It's she's really a big proponent for equal rights for LGBT. So that was why she, you know, got the day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's a really nice person. Check out her music. Check out the interview. It's a lot of fun. And then the episode after that would probably be in a couple of weeks. I interviewed a guy from your neck of the woods, John Michael, John Oliva from Sabotage. He's from Tampa.
AKA Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
That's right. We did touch upon Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Not too much, though. He has a solo album that's just coming out, which is really good, and we spent a lot of time working on that, talking about that and his influences, and, you know, the last music that Chris Oliva ever wrote is on this album, which is really cool.
It is cool.
So, yeah, check those two out, and we'll be back with Metal Geeks a couple weeks in August.
Kerry, you want to know what's funny? I'm sorry.
I do want to know what's funny.
Actually, I just Googled Doomstress Alexis.
Correct.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 pictures over is a picture of you.
What?
Yes. It has your face on there.
How does it have my face on there?
I have no idea. But I'm going to click on it. Something about their Facebook page, Sanctus Bellum. That was funny. Sitting there, I was like, wait, I know that guy.
So, okay, you went to Google.
Yep.
And typed in Doomstress
Alexis, hit images, and you're the 9th picture over on the far right.
Yep. What? That is a little strange, too.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
Okay. Look, I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere on the internet, man.
Yeah.
How creepy.
Cool, people are going to Google that now.
Yeah, Google that and you can see me. That's a little strange. All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be a good episode, and I think we've talked for a long fucking time, man.
Yeah, hour and a half.
I think we should wrap it up, put a bow on it, call it a night.
Wrap it up.
Thank you, Fernando from Altness.com, for hanging out with us.
Hey, man.
Let people know where they can get a hold of you.
Man. Oh, just, Altness.com, at Twitter, at Altness. Check us out on Facebook. So, and you know,
tell people a little bit about your podcast that you do. You do a basketball podcast.
Oh, well, now the season's over, we've stopped. But, yeah, we did a couple of us, you know, we look at basketball, I guess, in a sense of like a geek version of basketball, where we just love talking about, you know, what goes on in the NBA, the Houston Rockets and all that stuff. We're into that. So we did a podcast basically breaking down we started at like the mid-season of the year, and then went all the way through the NBA Finals and the free agency, and we just touched on everything that we could in the times that we could. And, you should listen to it. It's called Unlimited Pancakes, totally unrelated to basketball.
Yeah,
but awesome. It's definitely a good. You should guys definitely hear it.
Yeah, I mean, people can if you're really into something, it doesn't matter what it is. You can definitely geek out about it. So. That's cool.
Yeah,
you don't
sure.
really hear many, you know, geeky, you know, sports podcasts or anything like that.
I mean, I know that, you know, I mean, obviously, I mean, I'm into it, and I have a bunch of people that we just like, you know, we love just talking about basketball all the time. It's like, you know, kind of like how you guys talk about comics and stuff like that, 24/7, just talking about basketball, talking about all the different like scenarios of like, oh, if certain players from certain eras played in this era, you know, just completely like just go all out, just talking about it. It's
that's
awesome.
Cool.
Cool, man. And how can people get a hold of you, Mr. JM, Metal Geek?
Well, I'm on Instagram. That's my main source of social networking.
Now that you got me hooked on it.
Yeah. I post really random shit, too. So
I love your video that you're driving home from work all the time, jamming the metal.
Yeah, man. That's how I you know, digress. Anyways, it's JM Metal Geek. That is my Instagram name. That is also my Twitter name. And they can get me on Facebook, but you know, I don't think that many people add me on Facebook, which is fine, because I've been using it more for like my family.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Twitter and Instagram are my main sources.
Cool. Well, appreciate it, guys, for hanging out with me tonight. It's been another fun episode of Metal Geeks.
And then my family.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Twitter and Instagram are my main sources.
Cool. Well, appreciate it, guys, for hanging out with me tonight. It's been another fun episode of Metal Geeks.
And then my family.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Twitter and Instagram are my main sources.
Cool. Well, appreciate it, guys, for hanging out with me tonight. It's been another fun
episode. My family.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Twitter and Instagram are my main sources.
Cool. Well, appreciate it, guys, for hanging out with me tonight. It's been another fun
my family.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Twitter and Instagram are my main sources.
Cool. Well, appreciate it, guys, for hanging out with me tonight. It's been another fun
my family.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Twitter and Instagram are my main sources.
Cool. Well, appreciate it, guys, for hanging out with me tonight. It's been another fun episode of Metal Geeks.
Yeah, man.
Everybody, you know what?
Yeah, man. Totally awesome.
Keep it geeky.
Yay.
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 It was terrible. Oh, that was terrible. Kermit would be very displeased. I get, like, Muppet slapped right now.
He treats you like Miss Piggy.
Oh, God.
Hey, Geekazoids! Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs,